Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
Before you quit your job to start your own business, I have some advice for you. I was having a conversation with a guy in one of the weirdest places. We were actually inside a sauna at an LA fitness center. It was a bunch of us guys in the sauna. We were talking about business. One guy who is a successful entrepreneur, he said, "My advice to every young person is to start their own business. Never work for somebody." I started thinking about it. I said to him, "Do you think everybody is qualified to run their own business?" He thought about it. He said, maybe yes, maybe no. Have you ever noticed in your area where you live a bunch of shopping centers, the turnover? The first year you see that this business, they open, and then next year or 2 years later, they disappear. Who is getting rich in the process? It's like a big turnover. Every 1, 2, 3, or 4 years, you see a bunch of vacancies. Who is making the money? That's right. The owner of the shopping centers and also the suppliers who are selling supplies to those people. Hey, it's not just in your area. It's everywhere, all over the United States. As I'm speaking now, there are thousands of businesses closing down. They're going out of business. Why? It's because most people don't know what it takes to really run a business. Many years ago, when I was a young man working at a hotel, there was a bellman. I was a doorman, and he was a bellman. He hated his job. He kept saying to me, "I hate this job. I don't want to work for somebody. That's too many hours. That's too many hustles. I don't want to do that. I want to be my own boss. I want to have the freedom to run my own business." I said to him, "So when you start your own business, are you going to work less hours?" He said, "At least I know it's my business. I don't mind." I said to him, "If you are working 40 hours here per week or 45 hours in your business, plan for 50 to 60 hours, sometimes even more. Because in the beginning, you really have to give all you have to the business in terms of mental resources, energy, money, everything, if you are serious about making this business work. Now, I'm going to recommend a book to you at the end of this in a couple of minutes. Before you start your business, you should read that book. So the guy at the hotel, he was thinking, when I start my own, it's not just him. A lot of people always have the idea, "I don't want to work for somebody. I don't want to work that hard. Or I don't want to put up with the people I'm working with. I want to have my own business." As if when they have their own business, they are not going to put up with people, customers, employees. Before I recommend the book to you, let me share this with you. Do you know you can get rich? You can become a millionaire or even a multimillionaire working for somebody, helping somebody achieve their dream? Of course you can. Think of companies like Facebook or IBM or Tesla. Any major corporation, the CEO, the guy who is the billionaire or multi-billionaire like Mark Zuckerberg or Elon Musk, they also have a bunch of people in the company who are multimillionaires. You don't know them because they are not the face of the company. Those people started very early on in the company, which is something you should consider as well. They hire people instead of giving them a full salary. They had some kind of deal. Instead of paying, like, say, $100,000, we'll pay you $50,000 and we'll pay you $50,000 in stocks in the company. And so the people took the deal, and in the process, they became multimillionaires. Think about that when you're going to open or start your own business. You are going to hire people. That's a good idea to make some kind of deal, maybe at a smaller scale. You might want to offer a base salary, some kind of salary, and then offer stocks in the company or shares, maybe not stocks, shares in the company. Now, let's talk about the book I wanted to recommend to you. The name of the book is Delivering Happiness by a guy called Tony Hsieh. God bless his soul because he is no longer with us. He died tragically in a house fire, which is a long story, actually. When I was reading the book, here's the thing about me. When I'm reading a book or when I'm talking to a millionaire, a billionaire, a very successful person, I'm not really interested in their airplanes or the big homes or the car. I'm not interested in those things. You know what I'm interested in? I'm interested in the challenges, what it took them to get the car, to get the home, to get the millions, or to get the billions. Because I know if I truly understand the process, the challenges, the struggles that they have to put up with, and then when I go through those challenges, I will have hope. I will know it's okay if I have to sleep on the couch. It's okay if I have to eat peanut butter sandwiches, because that's what they did. All that they go through, I'm willing to go through those things so I can get the prize. When I was reading the book, it felt like it was a fiction. The guy went through so much. It's a company. The name of the company, I believe, is Zappos. Tony Hsieh built the company. Amazon bought it for $1 billion plus, and they left him as the CEO of the company. Very nice, you would say. But when you read the book, would you be willing to go to what he went through? Every time I get to a chapter, I started thinking, oh, yeah, for sure you're going to quit. For sure you're going to give up. There's no way you're going to stay in this race. It's too tough. But he stayed in the race. He faced the challenges. He faced the problems. And eventually, you know, he received the prize. Here's something else you will learn from the book. Two things, what I just shared with you, and this: how to wow a customer, how to delight a customer, how to sweep them off their feet so that they can become loyal to you and refer the friends and family members to you. Go ahead, pick up that book, read it one time and read it again and decide, am I willing to go through all of that to build a successful company? The book will be your answer to either start a business or not to start a business. And as I said, you can become rich working for somebody as well.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.